This is Kerry Steller from In the Girls Corner, and I'm here with Marissa Pacelli. Marissa, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be talking to you again. You're, about a week out from your match.
Yep.
You're feeling really good.
I'm super excited.
Are you? It's different than a fight camp because you don't need, as much time to, like, I guess, wind down with their sparring and stuff. You can still spar and light roll and, get
Exactly.
ready.
No, it's pretty good. It's like, just basically trying to prevent injury in that short period of time, because it always happens like right before. I don't want to jinx it, but it always happens like right before.
It's so funny. I notice that's usually what it's like, a freak little weird things, but we're not going to jinx it.
Nope, not.
How is everything going with your fight camp?
So far, so good. I feel like really great overall. I'm with like two very good teams. I'm with Up Top and Black Hole, and my instructors Yanni and Mike are, I feel like, really preparing me for big things, so I'm very excited.
Amazing. I didn't get to ask you the last time. How
Yeah.
did you get into jiu-jitsu? Because I heard you, I noticed you said your journey. And how did you get into it? And what has your journey been like?
It's pretty interesting. I started I think it was like 18 or 19. And basically I started because when I was a kid, I did karate like pretty much my entire life. And one of my karate friends, we're like, both adults now. She was like, "Do you want to try Brazilian jiu-jitsu with me?" Like we're too old to be doing karate. But doing jiu-jitsu, try jiu-jitsu. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that would be really cool." So I tried it out and she ended up quitting. She wasn't really into it. And then, funny enough, she did sign again, but later on, she's a blue belt now.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it was really cool because I just kind of caught the bug. Like I was like really obsessed with it like immediately. And she's very good. She's a very good striker. So it was just like different for her,
That's awesome. Now, what, how many, you've done quite a few competitions. Have you done like the tournaments where there's like, you got the brackets and all of that stuff? And do you like that better, or do you like a super fight better?
So honestly, there's pros and cons to both. I've done both. I've done like IBJJF. I just did trials. Sometimes I've done brackets for money. Like last year I won the Ironman grappling 45 title and I won $1,000, which was really cool.
That's awesome.
There's cons. I mean, like it's definitely nice to have multiple matches because like you could like I like filming myself and like really like analyzing like what I'm doing. So there's more match footage when you have multiple matches, which I love. But at the same time, it's like after that first match, it's like, oh crap, I'm not done. So that's the downside.
One.
Yeah. But the one and done is nice because it's like win or lose, you're done. And then you
Yeah.
could go have friends,
True. How do you expend your energy when you do a tournament and be able to go from one match to another, say, point of view?
So, it's really interesting. Like it's all about like conserving your energy if you know you're gonna have a lot of matches. I remember I did a Naga once because I was just trying to like get some reps in. So I'm like, I'm gonna do a Naga and I'm gonna enter. I think I entered at like four or five divisions and I had like some ridiculous amount of matches. It was like 11 or 12 or something. And I knew I was gonna have an 11 or 12 matches. So normally like I go immediately for subs. Like I'm just hunting subs, hunting subs, hunting subs.
Oh, you're
But in my
constantly.
head, yeah, I was like, all right, now I'm gonna play the points game because I don't wanna like jump on a submission and gas out, in my first match.
Now, do you like a points match, or do you prefer submission only matches?
I personally prefer sub only, just because, stylistically wise, like I'm not really like a points player. Yeah, I think it's great when people are. I think that makes your jiu-jitsu like really well-rounded and dominant. But historically for me, I've been more of like a guard player, submission hunter, and I prefer submissions. It's just more satisfying.
I happen to agree with that, being that I train. My coach is like, you're constantly attacking. He's like, it's so funny. And I do, I like playing from guard too, because you can get a lot of submissions from the air. And a lot of people are afraid from being, opening up their guard, and, especially people that are newer. And it's a lot of fun. And now that there's so many females that do it, it must make it so much easier, because now you don't have to travel to so many gyms and, so many places to catch females to train with.
Oh, absolutely. Like when I came up, there was like not a lot of females. Like I had one girl in my gym, and then at one point she wasn't there anymore, so it was like just me. But now it's like even my original gym in New Jersey, like we have like 10 plus girls, and Black Hole has like so many girls, and it's like such a nice thing. It just feels good to be, like moving up this way in the world,
Agree, because there really was a lack of them, and I noticed that, like, especially in New York, Long Island, the pool is really small, and you see girls that are friends, and it's a small place, it's not as big as you think. So some people don't want to have matches against each other. Personally, I love, I'll match up against any of my friends, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Find it fun, like it's jujitsu, it's fun, but it's, it's you, I want to win and I'm gonna beat you, but I like it, I get that completely. And there's a lot of now, like, female tournaments and stuff that are really geared towards women. Do you see yourself doing a Medusa? Is there maybe a combat jujitsu in your future?
Honestly, I would really love to be on something like Medusa. Like my jiu-jitsu goal, like obviously I would love to eventually win trials, or at least place in trials. That's a big goal. But for me, like something like being on EBI or Medusa would be like a major goal, for me. Like I would love to be on Medusa.
Yeah, it's a huge card. All the girls that are on there are amazing. The coverage is great. Fight to Win would be another one I would say you should think about, because they have a lot of really cards. They do it all over, so you could travel, not too far if you wanted to.
I would love to, and I honestly, I don't really know why I haven't signed up to do one yet, but I would definitely love to have a match on one. I think that would be really cool.
You ever think about maybe doing like a all-female seminar and starting one up, because there is such a pool of new females coming up in jiu-jitsu, even girls that just want to, don't want to compete and just want to train. Hasn't really been any, and there's more so many either geared to both or just men, especially none with female coaches.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool, honestly. I would honestly be honored to be on one. I know I can't really, speak too much about it too, like, too soon, but I got invited to do a female camp, and I can't really say where yet, because I want it to come to fruition first, but with one of my friends. And that would be a huge honor, hopefully this spring, if all goes well.
Oh, that is awesome. Keep me posted. I'd love to hear about what that is, who's going to be there. And, those are always fun. I hear about them all the time, the grappling camps. So they look like a good time.
Absolutely. And another one that I've really wanted to go to, and I just haven't been able to make it date wise, is Grappling Getaways with, April Parks and Katie Hooven. I have a match with Katie again. But it seems really fun.
It does. A bunch of my friends went to the one that just passed in, it was October, the weekend of the 21st. So a bunch of my friends, it looked like a really good time.
My really close personal friend Nicole Matthew is there, dressed up as Colonel Mustard, because they did a Clue theme.
That is amazing. She looks like such a good time. Holy shit, that's a great Clue theme. I fucking love it. And Colonel Mustard.
She was so cute. She even had the little mustache on. It was adorable.
Best fit ever. I love that. Have you ever done any, kind of grappling getaways or anything like that?
I've honestly never gotten the opportunity to. No, I've wanted to for a really long time. I think it would be really cool, but I haven't had the chance yet.
It's almost like going, for me, like it would be like going, like I think I spoke about it with you before. Going to Invicta, and everybody, for all the girls from New York that were on that card, you know, even like, have you guys done that where you've been on a card with a bunch of your friends?
Yeah. I love that. That's like the best feeling is competing alongside my friends. I even did, there was a women's only team event in HCS grappling, and I got
Ooh.
to compete alongside my two close friends, Nicole Matthew and Lydia Coleman Bramasco. So that was like really cool.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. Now, you have a good amount of tattoos. I love that.
Yeah.
I hear about them. And I want to know, what do you do if you get a tattoo in training? Because I mean, I see so many people, obviously we all, a lot of us have tattoos, and I haven't gotten one yet while training.
Yeah. So honestly, my tattoo artist was like, pretty real with me about it. And basically said, just take at least a couple days off. Just to prevent staph, anything with like an open cut, you don't want to get staph.
Yeah.
But for this particular one that I just got, I did take a full week off just because I was battling some injuries that I wanted to heal. And honestly, that week was so good for me, and I feel like fully recovered, and it's been really good.
Sometimes it's super necessary, and it's like when you're presented with that opportunity just to take a rest, I tell people don't
Yeah.
ponder it, do it. Well, you know, what if that's just what your body needs?
Yeah, no, my body needed it, and I came back like feeling like better than ever. So it was good.
What did you get done?
So I got I'm wearing a sweater now, so it's hard to see, but I got a snake on my arm. I got it by Adam Michinovic. He trains with me at Black Hole. Let me see if I could pan over to it. It's
Oh,
like a
that's.
snake arm.
I like that. You have a lot of black and
Thanks.
white tattoos, or do you have color tattoos?
Yeah.
Notice a lot of black and
I
white
have
tattoos.
I have all black and white. I actually I've yet to get a color tattoo.
I pay attention to that stuff because I love tattoos so much. And that's something I was like, you know, thankfully you can remove tattoos. Would I ever want to, you know, do something where it splashes of color? Nah, for me, I like the color. But I do like the idea of a black with a splash of color or just straight, you know, black and white and shades. That looks so nice.
Are yours all color, or do you have black and white?
Predominantly all color, except for, no, that has a pop of color. Oh. A lot of them have pops of color or straight color, and they're traditional. I went with the traditional theme, even like traditional Asian, with the
Awesome.
out different. And I had one removed recently. I showed you the last time. That was not a
Oh.
lot of.
I hear
It sucks, and it takes a long time. So I tell people really, really, really like make sure you know what you want. Because you know it's not fun getting them removed, but the option is there, which is nice,
absolutely.
it's not as bad as it used to be. It's come a long way. So, and every time I went for a session, and I had to get quite a few, they would have a new thing, a new machine, a new this, and I was like, all right, this is cool. You know, they're constantly changing, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And
That's
that's.
great that you have the option.
Oh yeah. I mean it's a nice thing, but again, I got mine just light enough that I could cover it. Because I really don't want to have to do it as, you know, anymore. It's one a couple little bit of times was enough. I think it was
Yeah.
eight. It's enough. I'd rather get something done now at this point. It's been a while. I haven't gotten a tattoo, so I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. No. Do you have any plans to get another one?
I do. I want to get this one covered. It's like an Asian Japanese theme. I have a koi fish and some water and pretty flower, a lotus back here. So I'm thinking I want to give my tattooer ideas and not take the pen out of their hand and kind of let them, you know, rock with it. Because that's usually when it comes out
That's cool.
not great is when I try to like do what I want or what I think is going to work. So I do want to see and, you know, maybe a flower, but let them figure it out.
Think that would be so cool to like just see what they come up with, you know?
I mean, especially if you just tell them like what you want. All right, I already have this, stick with it, do what you want. And you know, it's usually that's when it'll come out the best, especially if like you just give them an idea.
Absolutely. And that's kind of like what I did with my tattooer Adam. I gave him an idea and like a couple pictures of like what I was thinking. And he came up with like the design, and the design was like perfect. I was like, I love it. Perfect.
You know what? When it's perfect. And that's awesome because, you know, again, you want to be able to put your creative ideas in it, you know, but you know, like to me, picking something off the wall or something that they did on somebody else, like I would rather the custom, you know, what's in their head. What do they think would look
I agree.
good?
I totally agree. And he drew it the day of, which was really cool. Like, yeah, so it was like fresh. It was really nice.
I love that. Most of mine were, no, I think almost all of mine, maybe one I picked off a wall and was dragging on the back of my neck, which I love it. But the rest of them were all, you know, we talked about what I wanted and they did what they wanted from there. From pretty much,
Yeah.
like a gigantic leg. And I wanted it to be really small. And my tattooer, she was like, listen, she was like, that is like, you have a lot of legs. She's like, you're very, like I do, I have 40 inches of legs. So she's like, putting a small tiger, it's going to just look like it's not even there. So she was like, she convinced me to do it for my knee to my thigh.
Oh, that's
And it's
awesome.
so much better. I'm like, I'm so glad I did that.
That's awesome. Really cool.
Yeah, get to it too. I just talked to her the other day. I'm like, you know what? I have some ideas. I want to add to the tiger. I want to do my arm. And I'm like really excited. So I know that that's going to be in the near future. So I had
That's
to
gonna
ask
be.
about trading with it.
Oh yeah, no, I would definitely honestly take time off. You know, they say a couple days for infection purposes, but the
Yeah.
thing is, if you go back too soon, especially if it's a big piece, it could like scar up and get bumpy.
That's what I was thinking from the rubbing against it. So even like, you know, a week isn't a terrible idea to wait.
Taking the week is nice too, because you could heal up. As long as you don't have anything coming up, it's like nice to heal up some injuries, and you know, it's good. You come back fresh and like hungry.
Absolutely. It's so true. And that's, you know, it's necessary, which is awesome. And it's needed. And, you know, we're coming into like the fall, winter. Well, we're coming into the winter time. And fall time is perfect time to get tattoos, although I know a lot of people get them in the summer, which is kind of a little backwards, but
I think honestly, the winter and the fall is the best. The winter is not bad. Like everyone's like, oh, it's hard getting tattooed in the winter. It's better than summer because you got to worry about the sun, you know, and everything's horrible.
Yes, it's so true. And speaking of the winter, what do you do? You have any plans going on this winter? I know you have a match this weekend. Where is your match this
Yeah.
weekend? Who is it for?
In Austin, Texas, at Main Character Jiu-Jitsu. It's like a new card. Yeah, and it's going to be really cool. I'm facing Katie Hooven, and I'm really excited.
That is awesome. Have you ever been to Texas before?
Oh, never.
No, that's amazing. I've heard it's awesome. So, and the food I heard is fantastic. I would definitely try to eat while you're there.
I'm really excited. You know, I'm going to definitely, you know, eat what I can. I still have to be mindful of my weight, but I'm definitely going to eat what I can when I'm out there.
When are you leaving?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow morning.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
That's awesome. And have you done a lot of traveling for competing?
Not a terrible amount. Like I've gone to Vegas to do IBJJF. And obviously like anywhere that's like driving distance, like I've competed in like Virginia, like, you know, like the DMC area, Massachusetts, like anywhere that's driving distance I've been to, but not really too many, you know, like far, far away.
So Medusa would be a good goal to go for because that's usually in Mexico, right?
Yeah, no, that would be really awesome. I've never left the country either, so I think it would just be like really awesome.
That is amazing. I only did once. Oddly enough, I went to Mexico. So speaking of Mexico, that's where I went, Cancun. And it was not for spring break. It was hot as hell during like June, no, July. I think it was July 1st week my family went. I love heat, so for me it was just perfect. It was amazing. I loved it. I had a great time. But apart from that, I've never been out of the country yet. So, and right now I wouldn't want to, but you know, if things change in the future and the things calm down, I would go.
Yeah, it's hard. You know what I mean? Like, And it's like, I feel like anytime that I want to, it's like either like financially not an option, or it's like there's crazy stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, I end up just staying in the country, you know?
Same. You know what? You're safer. It's, you know, like you said, you could get there easier, and you know, you don't have to worry about a bunch of bullshit. And it is, it's such a bunch
exactly.
of bullshit. Yeah. And I mean, it's traveling, you know, domestically is a lot easier too. You don't have to worry about so much.
Oh yeah. I prefer driving if I can, but,
me too. I hate
yeah.
flying. Not a fan of flying. I just don't think we belong there. So for me, I'd rather
yep.
take a road.
I'm 100% with you. I feel like they don't belong there, and I don't feel safe in the air. I like to have my feet on the ground.
Exactly the same way. So if I could drive there, but I did, we took the plane to Kansas City. I would have loved to have taken that road trip. And that's something I definitely want to do in the future. Maybe take a Vegas road trip or go, you know, completely to California. But that's something that I plan to do one day.
Oh yeah. Cause Invicta's in Kansas City a lot, right?
Yes.
Invicta. Yeah.
Yeah. The food was phenomenal. It was probably the best food I've ever had in my life.
I hear really good things like about Kansas City, like that it's like really nice.
It was beautiful. It was like, cause I remember a couple days before I was leaving, I think we went, and I don't know if it was March or April, but it was still cool here.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I was like, all right. So I started packing my stuff. I'm like, let's just check the weather over there, because I don't know exactly where Kansas City is. And all of a sudden I look, and they're like 90s all week. I was like, oh, fuck. I had to change my entire wardrobe, unpack. I was like, fuck. But it was fine. It actually worked out perfectly. But yeah, it was beautiful.
I hear it's really nice. I would love to get out there eventually, you know?
It was cool, and watching everything when you're flying over, you know, that's the only cool thing about flying. But, you know, apart from that, I don't love it at all. But it was awesome. That if I tell everybody, take a trip worth of food, you know, it's not the most expensive city in the world. So it's nice too. You know, everybody's on a budget right now. So it's nice to be able to do stuff that's
yeah.
not economical.
I totally agree.
Do you have any other matches lined up in the future?
So, you know, this one this weekend, and then I have my match the following weekend, which I'm really excited for. And then after that, nothing really like solidified yet. But there's like a couple, you know, hopeful prospects of matches. And then I know, you know, in the spring, I'm going to try to do West Coast trials.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are they in California?
I believe they're going to be in Vegas. I'm pretty sure.
I love it for a little bit. And I, you know what I mean? Not for a long time. I've gone for like a crazy amount. I think I went for 10 days once, which was
insane.
Yeah. I went for World Pool Championships. I play 8-ball and 9-ball.
So cool.
Yeah, it was great. I went once in 2001, and then I went again in like 2000, I think it was 2005. And I'm hoping to go, you know, I personally, because I've been for free twice, I wouldn't pay. I'm like, I won't go, but I'll get it for free if I could win a trip, you know? So I have a couple opportunities to win some pool tournaments to get to Vegas. And there's literally, that's where they all are. And there's a couple like Mohegan Sun. They're going to have one next summer and here and there in Atlantic City, but the big ones are in Vegas.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yep. So I'm hoping I have an opportunity, and if we win a tournament, my doubles partner and I, and I think it's in the tournament's in January or February. If we win that, it would be like a month later. We would fly out there for I think 3 or 4 days, but that's just good enough.
Yeah, no, that's honestly like 4 days is ideal for Vegas. Like anything else, I feel like it would just destroy my body.
No, and I mean, for me, I don't drink, so it's awesome, which is good. But, you know, and then I could go and eat whatever I want, which will be even better. But it's cool, you know, the opportunity. I love competing in general. So for me, it's been, you know, years since I competed as a kid, but I had always competed in pool, but I had stopped competing in like athletics. I didn't really have anything. So when I started, you know, doing jiu-jitsu, was right when COVID happened, which was so funny. I hadn't competed in jiu-jitsu, but I was able to, at the very least, roll live, have fun while I wasn't able to shoot pool, because I was not going to go do that in a mask and, you know, touch the bowls at the same time.
Horrible, right? Like, it's just like, it's silly to have to wear a mask and do athletics.
Made no sense of any kind. I'm like, you guys realize that you're wearing a mask, but you're touching all of these balls and the rails and this and that. Look, like, make it make sense.
Yeah, it literally doesn't make any sense.
It made, and my, I remember like the owner didn't want to have to do it. She felt bad. And like the owners of the bars didn't want to have to do it. They felt bad. It was, you know, they had to go. Everybody else did, you know, unfortunately.
The government was making everyone do it, you know?
Oh yeah, it was unfortunate. And the worst part is people that were losing their businesses over it and stuff. It was terrible. And I mean, thankfully, I kept on saying the reason why I kept my membership and paid my dues was because if I want a pool league to go back to, you got to pay for it. So that was the issue, is I know a lot of people were having problems with their gyms and their gym memberships and whatnot.
Yeah, no, I actually paid for my membership through COVID as well, you know, because I was like, I don't want to see, you know, my gym's business fail. So I paid the entire time because I wanted a gym to come back to. Like, COVID was destroying a lot of businesses, a lot of small businesses, you know.
It destroyed so much. And that's, I agree with you. I needed something to come back to. And that's why, you know, I didn't care. I went out to a restaurant. I was living like it was nothing. So for me, you know, I'm sure you were doing the same thing. It was just like, well,
yeah, no, I didn't care. And, you know, when I went to work, I would have to kind of like, you know, like follow the protocol and everything like that. You know, with the mask, it would be like back to reality. You know, that's like the hard part about working in healthcare. But like, I didn't agree with a lot of the policy because, you know, working in science, you know, it's a science. I know that touching something with gloves and then touching your face is not, it's just silly. You know, a lot of it dissonance.
And it's so funny because I kept on saying that. I'm like, literally, this is goes against everything I ever learned, everything that I ever thought was. No, it goes against everything I fucking learned. You know, like, you can't breathe in your own toxins. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Your skin is the biggest organ on your body. And here we are, like, worried about our you know, our mouth. It just, I was like, stop. So, you know, for me, watching really intelligent people throw like their whole, everything they like know out the window was like, what are we doing here? Like, it was really shocking.
It's so crazy.
I'm just glad it's over. And you know what I'm really glad about?
Yeah.
I remember back in September, they were trying to like do this whole, it's back 2.0, all this shit. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I don't care. I'm not putting a mask back on. I don't give a fuck. And that died out really quick.
I was really happy about that too. Cause honestly, like, a huge fear of mine and source of anxiety is fear that they're going to try something again. You know what I mean? Cause a lot of it's, you know, and maybe this is my opinions and maybe an unpopular one, but I think a lot of it's for government control.
Who can say that, especially on here? I am a big fan of talking about that. I don't shy away and I don't care. We do everything uncensored because, listen, I've been censored so many times. I got like literally banned on every fucking social media outlet that you can imagine, with the exception that they didn't take my website down. And it was so crazy because I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm literally just saying facts and the truth. And then I'm getting all like this fact check. And I'm like, no, but that's, I would write them back. I'm like, that you're absolutely wrong. And I will prove it to you. And I would literally cite articles and this and that. And they just don't like, you know, government control. Just enough for them to do what they want.
Of free speech. You know what I mean? But, you know, we've gotten to the point where there is no free speech. Everything is tech. Big tech, you know what I mean? And following, you know, what's popular and, you know what I mean? And a lot of it is just, you know, ridiculous.
I have a lot of the same views I can see and I love it. It makes me very happy, but I'm seeing a lot of things change right now. Like all the political stuff that I've been watching lately, like I just recently caught the Trump trial just to see what was going on. And like, he's talking about everything we're talking about. I'm like, dude, he's like, the people that hate him the most are the people that are really watching it. And I'm like, he's just give a fuck. And the judge is so mad about it. And I'm like, you can see an extreme bias. He's not wrong.
Yeah. You like, can tell like the people that are not part of the global elites, you know, they easily get,
I fucking, you know, love And yeah, I was like, I know she's a fine. No, we are a lot alike. Love it. I love it. I love it.
It's true. They just get attacked. Like, you know what I mean? And you know, not going to get into my opinions on Trump, but nope. You know what I mean? But it's like anybody that just doesn't agree with the government and the global elites, you know what I mean? Regardless of their political stance, the government will find a way to get rid of them.
Or oh, absolutely. And I said to my friend the other day, you know, if he wasn't under constant attack by like everyone, I might go, well, but I'm like, you know what? Orange guy got my vote again, because at the same, it's too much for me to go, this isn't coordinated, this isn't planned. So, and then I got a notification on it was Disclosed TV or something like that, and they were talking about her name is Marsha Blackburn. She's a she's one of the politicians, a congresswoman or something, and she was talking about the Epstein flight logs, and they are, I don't know what it's called, but they are passing a bill or something that they want those flight logs, and they want them now. They said that there are too many people on them that have been there for too many reasons, and they don't want just the names. They want to know what they were doing, how long they were there, where they went, because there's a lot of people on there that, like, some people, there was one guy, I won't say his name out loud, that his plane broke down.
Yeah.
And he put a ride on Epstein's plane from Florida to fucking New Jersey. Tell me what you're going to do on there. Not much. So, yeah. You know what I mean? So I really, I think that honestly, the entire American public and the world has the right to know, because this involves everybody that we've all looked up to, or, you know, donated to their campaigns or whatever the case may be, you know, because I didn't, but a lot of people have. Yeah. And, you know, prominent doctors and stuff. So it's just, it's wild that it hasn't. But the stuff that will come out, it makes me crazy. So I'm really, really, really hopeful that all the stuff that I've been seeing in the last week or so is a sign of that's all going to come out sooner than later. And, you know, listen, we would get in trouble if that was us.
Oh, for sure. People have been crucified over less if they're not on the right side of global elites, you know?
It's been happening for longer than we even think. You know, I thought this was like a new thing. This has been going on for so long. Look at JFK. You know, yep. We could go on and on with all these powerful voices that were silenced.
Yep.
And they'll blame it on the crazy person or blame it on this. And it's like, how many needs to happen before it's not a coincidence anymore?
Like, but who hired that person? You know what I mean? It's like.
Because I have so many, like, I have so much stuff that I have researched in the last like 3 years, and I'm like, dude, it all traces back to like a couple things, and it's just so painfully obvious.
It's
wild. And like, that's why I was talking when you were saying before about the TV and stuff, and so many people are so wrapped up in such bullshit, and there's so many other things that matter and count, you know. Like, I didn't give a fuck about politics until like 2019, and then like I didn't even care about farming or anything until about a year or two ago. And then now I'm like, I won't put any canola oil in my food. I won't eat any product.
That's smart, honestly. Like, I still eat junk. I'm guilty of that. But there's like a lot of our food is just poison.
I eat junk, but I try to eat good junk, and I try to cook it myself. I just got a notification earlier today that this guy said that he works for Aldi, that food market. And a lot of people think, because it's got like their no name brands, that it's like a crappy food market, but they are from, I believe, Germany, and they follow European standards only.
Wow.
So you cannot find that shit in your food. And I'm going to go shopping there.
Wow. I had no clue.
I didn't either. And when I heard that, I'm like, well, I'm going to go there this week and see what it's about. Because if I start turning over the labels and I don't see like soy oil and this and that, I'm starting to shop there.
No, I think that's honestly a great idea. I'll check it out. I've never been to an Aldi before.
We have one around here, maybe two. And I just always thought it was like, you know, like you're not going to get anything good in there. I'm not going to bother. And what a fucking foolish move on my part. So I'm definitely checking them out. Cause like, I mean, we're, especially for people like us working out, you know, feeding.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you got to be careful about what you put inside your body. And like you said, our food is absolute poison. It's been designed that way.
Yep.
For 70 years, I'd say. And I remember food taste, because I'm 44. I remember food tasted completely different when I was a kid, in the way of like anything that had preservatives now was just such a different taste. I'm like, that never tasted like that. Like an Entenmann's donut never tasted waxy and weird. Now it does.
Yep. And now it does. You're right. Even when I was a kid, it didn't taste as like, you know, waxy and weird. And now it's just ridiculous.
Same. And it's like, I could literally, like, I'll eat something, I'm like, this isn't sick. This isn't like what I had it like, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So I've seen, and it's funny, you know, there are people I talk about the tastes in food from places that they buy it from. They're saying that their kids say that the food from Costco is not as good as the ones from the supermarket because it doesn't have all the garbage in it.
Okay, that's interesting.
Hold their shit to a different standard as well. So, I mean, I could see kids going, ah, it's not a good, it doesn't have the sugar in it or whatever. But I'm so interested that I want to go and like read the ingredients and compare and contrast, because that's something, this is huge and crazy. It's like, talk about a fucking, you know, trying to keep people sick, sad, and, you know, sad.
So they could sell them the pills. You know what I mean? So they could sell them pills through Big Pharma. Yeah.
Yep. And then everything that I take isn't FDA approved, but in other countries, it's taken like, you know, that's just a regular practice of what they drink or eat or ingest.
Yeah. So here, it's like, if the cost doesn't outweigh, you know what I mean? Like they're not going to do it if there's not a good, you know, cost for them. Like if they don't receive the money, they're not going to, you know, push it. They're going to ban it.
It's so true. And then they complain about the obesity rate in America, but yet then they celebrate it with all the ads that they had. I mean, Victoria's Secret put out a statement saying they were going to change back to more of a sexy feminine look because they had such a clash over, you know, what they changed. And I get it. Like, I don't want to ever, you know, crucify anybody for, you know, not being in shape. But it shouldn't be celebrated where little kids don't give a fuck about themselves and are getting like early diabetes and, you know,
It's like, we need to promote health. You know what I mean? Like, it's understood that some people are going to be heavier than others naturally, but you know what I mean? Just promoting like overall health, like not being like, you know, not being like those, like the unhealthy stick figure models. Like, I know some people are naturally like that, but the ones that are doing it unhealthily and then also not being heavy just to be heavy, you know what I mean? Like, there has to be like just promoting like eating well, working out to feel good, you know what I mean? Like, and just be whatever weight you are, but like with those practices.
Yeah. Cause you know what? You'd see people look how they're supposed to, you know, if people eat and moderate, oh God, there's so much that we could get into about it. And it's so true. Cause it would die. People wouldn't want to get Botox as much. It would change that in a lot healthier. And you know, it's just, it's so much. And I look at people that like, they go and buy the most expensive beauty products and then they'll like eat garbage. And I'm like, you know, it doesn't make any fucking sense. But
no.
You know, and it's also like, I think instant gratification. I want it easy, fast, and now, which is also good, by the way, we have meal prep companies because people can get something better, maybe homemade. Oh, yeah.
I agree. I think it's great. You know what I mean? Just to make it like easier and more cost effective. Cause the truth is all the easy cost effective food is unhealthy for you typically. You know what I mean? Everything else is more expensive and takes prep time. And a lot of people don't have that.
It's true. And you know what? That's another thing. I would love to see, you know what did change, and I was very happy, but I would love to see people get more time to be able to have all of that family time, quality time stuff that we used to have. But I did notice, I think it was during COVID, the whole hours at the mall changed. And they used to be, I remember like Macy's was open till midnight during Christmas. And I remember Macy's used to be open till like 10 just regularly. And the mall was open late to like 9 or 10. And now I think 8 o'clock.
Yeah, everything closes early now. It's crazy.
It's important because people need to have a life, you know?
Yep.
And I love that. I thought that was such a cool, you know, cool thing to do. Also, you know, if you look at like other countries where they take siestas and 2 hour breaks during their day, or the Japanese, they don't work on Sundays or no, they work Sundays, they don't work Mondays. Like, there's important things to that. And we here in America are so like, we work to live that like, there's no downtime, there's no siesta. And I worked at a couple places that they required you to take a break, a long one, like an hour and a half.
Oh yeah, I think it's a good thing. You know what I mean? Helps productivity too.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there's just so much that we could do as a society. And I'm hoping, I was really hoping that COVID and like during that whole time that it would change some things. And I feel like it has, because I'm seeing people that are like, you know, a lot of people just quit shit jobs and they were like, you know what, that they would have kept forever. And they're like, yeah, this is for me and, you know, for their mental health or whatever. And it's just, I'm seeing a lot of really good changes. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm really hopeful for the future.
Oh, I definitely am too. I think it's going to be good. I'm optimistic.
What do you want for your future?
Like jujitsu wise or in general?
In general, do you ever want to own a school? Do you ever, you know, want to start coaching more? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Yeah. So career wise, I'm not really sure, where I'm going to end up. I mean, right now I'm a nurse, but I don't know if this is what I want to do forever. I love it right now, but you know, I'm not sure if maybe eventually down the line, I'll want to open a gym, but you know, that's all up in the air. At the end of the day, like, I feel like I want to like help other people, to compete. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to go into it like a coach role at some point. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Yeah.
And I think more women should do that. That's super important, because like, I mean, you could coach anybody, but there's not enough to have that like female perspective. Like, you get people that come in and like, I people talking about their problems at the gym, and it's so much. Yep. But I think that's super important. And you know, you can learn more while you're coaching, because whenever you're teaching, you're always going to learn. So I think that's amazing. And I think you have a super bright future. My light turned off. Super bright future ahead of you. I cannot wait to see you.
Thank you.
Right? No, is it the 18th?
The 18th. Yeah.
For men who are 19, super stoked. Is there anything that you want to talk about? I wanted to do a longer one than the last time, because that was more for the fight. This was more to learn about you. Is there anything get out there that we haven't talked about?
Nothing that I could really think of. You know, just you know, shout out to all my friends, family, training partners that helped me get here, and you know, all the people that helped me on a regular basis. You know, and I feel really grateful for the people that are like around me. You know,
amazing, amazing. And any coaches that you want to thank, and give me your social media handle so everybody can give you a follow.
Yeah, absolutely. So my social media, if people want to follow, is A Clockwork Armbar, all one word. My coach from, you know, day one is Yanni Hernakis. That's Up Top Martial Arts. And then my current coach is Mike Wacker, who coaches me alongside Yanni. And he's, I believe, under Wacker's wizardry. I can't talk today. And the two of them have been so amazing for me and my jujitsu career, and I owe them everything.
Amazing. I am so excited. Thank you so much for taking time to speak to me. And I cannot wait to see you in a week.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you.
You're welcome. We got to take a picture together.
We do. When I see you, we're going to take a picture.
Have a great night. And I will talk to you.
I'll talk to you soon.